In this video, I'm going to walk through some code examples in a Visual Studio help topic about creating your first F# program with Visual Studio 2010. Since F# is new to me, this should be pretty interesting. The topic is called Walkthrough, Creating Your First F# Program with Visual Studio. The first step is to create a new console application. I'll create a new project, and I'll make sure that .NET Framework 4.0 appears in the target framework box, and then I'll click F# Application. I'll leave the default name for the project and click OK. The new project appears in the Solution Explorer. To declare and use identifiers, you use the let keyword. So I'll type let an int equal 5, let a string equal quote hello quote. Then I'll perform a simple calculation and bind an int squared to the result. Let an int squared equals an int times an int. I can see the results in the F# interactive window or command prompt window. The F# interactive window enables you to type F# code and execute it immediately. First, I'll select the let expression, right-click it, and then click Send to Interactive. You could also just press Alt-Enter. The F# interactive window opens and the results of interpreting the let expression are displayed. Note that the types are inferred from the specified values. Now to see the results in a command prompt window, I'll type in system.console.writeline and pass in an int, and then I'll do the same for a string, and then also for an int squared. I'll press Ctrl F5 to run the code. A command prompt window appears and displays the values 5, hello, and 25. I can verify the inferred types by resting my mouse pointer on the identifier names in the write line statements. Next, I'll use the let expression to define a function. This time, I'll copy the code from the topic. Note that the beta 1 version of the topic has the first line of code indented. This will be fixed in a later version of the topic. So I'll go ahead and paste the code. Now, this code defines a squaring function that has one parameter, n, and returns the square of the argument. I'll press Ctrl F5 to run the code, and the result of 5 squared, 25, is displayed. Next, I'll define a recursive function using a let rec expression. A recursive function is a function that can call itself. Again, I'll copy the code from the topic and paste it into the code editor. This code example defines a function that calculates a factorial of parameter n. I'll press Ctrl F5 to run the function, and the result displayed is 120, the factorial of 5. Next, I'll look at creating collections, first looking at tuples, which is a group of unnamed but ordered values that can possibly be of different types, and then I'll look at lists. First, I'll aggregate values by using a tuple. I'll type let turn choices equals paren quote right quote comma quote left quote end paren, and then system.console.writeline, and I'll pass in turn choices. And then let int an square equals paren an int comma square an int end paren. And then system.console.writeline, and I'll pass in int an square. Next, I'll look at using lists to aggregate values. I'll collect a list of best friends, BFFs. Using square brackets, I'll separate each friend by using a semicolon. So let BFFs equals bracket, quote, Susan, semicolon, quote, Carrie, Leslie, and Maria. I can add new best friends to the list by using the cons operator, or two semicolons. The value of BFFs is immutable and cannot be changed, so I'll bind new BFFs to a new list that has Ginger as its first element. Let new BFFs equals Ginger cons BFFs. Then I can use the function printfn to display the individual elements of the list. I'll type printfn quote percentage a quote BFFs printfn quote percentage a quote new BFFs. I'll select a section of the code, right click, and then click Send to Interactive to display the results. This was just a brief introduction to some of the features and syntax of F#. The Visual Studio Help topic also contains information on creating and using a class, and information on how you can view additional examples in the F# tutorial. So be sure to check it out.